And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
Is the stink tree blooming yet, Ray?
It's the corpse flower. It's at the Chicago Botanic Garden, and I guess it's ready to go, and it's doing its part to smell, so.
WDLS team coverage continues. Nick Gale is on the scene at the Botanic Garden in Glencoe, and he'll report as he sees fit with the stink pot.
It's the stink. It's the corpse flower. It's the stink flower, they say, but it's the Titan arum. It's the corpse flower.
Got you. More coming up on that with Rush Limbaugh just after 11 o'clock. Anything on the royal baby? The name of the royal baby?
I don't have any details on a royal baby name yet, but I am keeping track. And as of now, no more current tweets from Kanye West.
Bush
41 is still with us.
Willie Nelson
is still here. Thanks, Brian.
Jeannie Ives says she is going to continue to spread her message across the state. Not exactly a tour bus involved here, but she's going to make a lot of appearances. I'm not going to hide or go away. I'm not going to do that.
I'm Mike Madigan's worst nightmare, not his BFF.
Jeannie Ives, who lost only by, I think, 4 ticks to Bruce Rauner in March's primary, says she plans to tour the state, raising awareness of issues such as pensions, fiscal responsibility, and campaigning for fellow Republicans as she sees fit in an effort to win a majority in the state House of Representatives.
You know, Todd Ricketts was down in Peoria, and he was giving a little pep talk to the Peoria County GOP. And he said, you know, running an organization like the GOP or being one of the chairpersons is very much like running a baseball club, because we all have, similar goals. We all have like-minded ideas, and we want to mostly get along.
But
then we got these two.
But we're also, if you're a baseball team owner, you're also trying to beat the brains out of the people that are sitting across the table from you.
Right.
So, I mean, that's it. You know, intra-party squabbles, that's part of the landscape. It has been since the beginning. But if Bruce Rauner wants to have a chance, he has to
make amends.
Yes, amends to Jeannie Ives. She's a significant influence now. Asked who her supporters should line up behind for governor, Ives said it's up to them to decide. Ives essentially told supporters that they could vote for anyone, including Sam McCann, who has just announced, longtime state senator. He's going to move to the Conservative Party.
Boy, if Bruce Rauner didn't have enough on his plate already, and we saw the first polling in the gubernatorial race, I believe it came out day before yesterday, shows him right now down by about 18 points, if you believe the polls.
Down 18 to Pritzker.
Yeah, think about that. And you know, now this will split the vote even more.
Well, Republicans, I guess they could say, especially, you know, very conservative Republicans would say, all right, we're going to lose the state house because we put a guy in there who's not, number one, true to our philosophy or not doesn't have the same core values we do. I'm paraphrasing, I think, what they would say. So what we really have to do is we've got to gain some ground in the house, lest you're going to have the Democrats absolute free reign in Springfield. So if they see house races that they think they can win and turn from blue to red, then maybe that's the way to concentrate your efforts as far as between now and November. Perhaps that's what Jeannie is thinking. So here we go. Her continued presence on the campaign trail, she'll make it known. But it doesn't seem likely that she's going to mend the fences around her, at least on her initiative, anytime soon. Now, speaking of trying to beat the brains out of your business partner across the table, today is the NFL draft. What do you see happening?
I have no idea. I'm boycotting.
Oh, you're still boycotting the NFL?
No, just the draft.
Oh.
You know what? Today, what the Bears pick eighth, I would think they would do all right there. But somebody had shown us some of the bear picks from eighth round picks and said that they've never traditionally done very well. But I look at the sheet and I come down to Dennis Lick, who, of course, is from Chicagoland, went to the University of Wisconsin. That guy played I believe he played 75 of 76 games. How's that not a good pick?
I remember that guy. Yeah. A knee injury, I think, took him out of the league.
But I mean, you know,
blocked for Walter.
You put that much time on the line in this league. I mean, look at Chris and Kyle Long, for goodness sake. You know, Kyle Long, he's there's a guy that just hasn't lived up to an expectation. He was much higher than an eighth round pick.
Some of you oldies may recognize the name Jim Dooley. He greased the skids for actually Dicka to come into town. But Jim Dooley, he was an eighth round pick many, many years ago. And the aforementioned Mr. Lick, obviously. Let's see. We have gone, it says here, and I'm reading from Brad Biggs' piece in the Tribune. We've gone too deep in free agency in recent years. We paid a premium to sign some people that didn't work out. We have to emerge from the extended rebuilding phase this year. We've re-signed Kyle Fuller. We have the 8th-round pick in the 1st round today. We also have the 39th pick, which is the 7th pick in the 7th round tomorrow. And the Bears have traded down to round 2 in the last 2 years. So
biggest need I think they have on defense is to look at speed on the outside. They need to have somebody that can, good outside linebacker if there's anybody there. I have no idea, but we'll find out. And if you're interested in that kind of thing, I know we had the draft here last year, but $30, I think, gets you into Soldier Field tonight for some draft day activity. So if you've got nothing to do on a nice spring day, it might be fun.
In the Cadillac Club, or do I have to sit outside?
I hope you can get in the Cadillac Club. I think sitting outside, still a little chilly with the wind coming off the lake today.
I would guess. Yeah, I would not want to sit outside.
Did you, how was it yesterday up by your North Suburban?
It was, I played golf with Bill yesterday. It was chilly. Compared to the weather we played in previously, not that bad. Right. But it was, when the wind was blowing, it was a bit uncomfortable. But when the wind died down, it was just fine.
Over by me, over there in Batavia, I get the heat off the cooling lakes from the superconducting super collider from Fermi. It stays warm. I was at 87 yesterday.
Well, it's nice living next to that. Your tomatoes out of your garden are massive, aren't they?
I tell you this, and when you come to my place, you'll find this out too. That hum really puts you into a good sleep.
Nice. That's nice, isn't it?
Get you into that REM sleep quick. Sometimes it's hard to get out of it.
That mole on your cheek, it seems to be glowing this morning.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
I had it taken off.
It grows back
every day.
Yeah.
I thought you had a third eye.
Bigger every time.
Hey, easy now.
I'm sure Fermilab is just fine. Great neighbors. No problem. Pay no attention to them.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning, 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.